Welcome on in, everyone. It is the regular season finale this weekend at Daytona. Adam Cheek, your host of Franchise.com Stock Car Scoop, here with Dalton Hopkins. You've been on the scoop a few times, Dalton. You're going to Daytona this weekend. This is going to be awesome.
Yeah, I've been in the corner collecting dust all this time, but finally, the Daytona weekend has come. Y'all finally got me out, and dust me off. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get started, but we got a lot to talk about. This weekend's going to be insane.
Yeah, 3.5 months worth of dust, and we shoved it all off of you, and you're headed out to Daytona, which the picture for this weekend has changed a lot with the Thursday morning news that Kurt Busch will be out into the start of the playoffs, and that 2311 has dropped the waiver, and that means there's now 2 playoff spots open. And how, first of all, obviously great that Kurt Busch is taking the time that he needs to recover and everything, and not pushing it to be back for the playoffs and everything, where something even worse could happen if he wrecks again. But how drastically does this change Daytona, driver strategies, and how chaotic this race is going to be?
Well, I think the number one thing we need to take a look at is how drivers look at this final playoff cut race, and they take a look at it and they look at the stages. That's what I noticed last year when I was covering the race at Daytona last year. A lot of drivers are focusing on stage racing, trying to get as much points as they can. And then when it comes to Martin Truex Jr. and Ryan Blaney, that was going to be their bread and butter, was they were going to have to really focus on the stage racing if they couldn't win the race. But now those two drivers are really going to have to focus on the stage racing, because either one of them is guaranteed to make the playoffs. As for the rest of the field, however, now we have a bunch of drivers. It doesn't really change a whole lot for the rest of the field, because they still have to win. There's no way they're going to make it in on points. So, but man, we got a huge field of drivers that could still win at Daytona, that have won at Daytona in the past and are not locked into the playoffs. It's I can't wait. Saturday night's going to be pretty intense, but I imagine a lot of competition during those stage racing.
Oh, no, absolutely. And I think, you know, the chaos level is still going to be there, because this is some of these guys' final shot to get into the playoffs. My NASCAR 101 for this week is talking about all the, and it hit me after Watkins Glen last week. There are 10 guys who have won, who have not won this year, who have some win at Daytona in a previous capacity, most of them in Cup, whether it was points or non-points. And also Martin Truex Jr. got one in the then Busch series. There's 11, if you count Bubba Wallace, there's 11 guys who have a previous Super Speedway win. And there's going to be a lot of jockeying for the lead. And that brings me to this. You've got someone like Brad Keselowski. He's no stranger to walk-off wins like he did in 2014 at Talladega. He's no stranger to winning at Daytona like he did in the summer of 2016. Is there a guy like him or someone else in that range, well below the cut line, who gets a walk-off win here and sends themselves into the playoffs and drops either Blaney or Truex out?
Well, prior to us talking, I took a look at the standings. I took a look at some of the drivers that are below that cut line to see if any of them really kind of stood out to me. And there were a couple of guys. There was Ricky Stenhouse, who's, you know, shown a lot of speed at Super Speedways in the past. Justin Haley's kind of a sleeper. You mentioned Brad Keselowski. He could be very competitive. He was very good at the Daytona 500 earlier this year. He had a real legitimate shot at maybe winning that race. And unfortunately, that didn't come to fruition. Ryan Blaney won this race last year, although he's kind of in the fight for the points. But I'll tell you one guy that really did stick out to me.
Okay.
And that was Bubba Wallace. Bubba Wallace, of course, his only win was at Talladega last year. And I know it was the rain. And if you want to dismiss that, I'll leave that up to you. However, he finished second in the Daytona 500 twice. Finished second in 2018, and then he finished second earlier this year, and he got close. I mean, close to winning that race. And I'm telling you, I think if there's any, and not to mention now 2311, they had a horse in the playoff stable. Now they don't. So now all hands are going to be on deck for that 23 car. I think they're going to focus on that 23 car. They're going to make sure that he's set to go for Saturday night. It's going to be chaos, but I would not be surprised if Bubba Wallace pulls out a win, qualifies himself into the playoffs.
Yeah, like you said, all hands on deck for them. I mean, you've got a part-time guy in the 45 now that car is out of the playoffs, so they're going to be like, Ty, you got to push him to the win here. And like you said, he's been close. I mean, he was up there in the 500 in 2018. He was up there this year. He's no stranger to leading at super speedways. And like you were saying, some people might discount the rain win, but he's always been up front. And in 2020, I think both races, he was always up there if we switch gears a little bit to Xfinity, because we're not at the finale yet for the Xfinity series, that's going to be in a little bit. The playoff picture has kind of come together. It feels like it's only half together because we've only had that many winners, 7 winners so far this year. Does a guy below the cut line in the Xfinity series vault his way into the playoffs this weekend at Daytona? Does Justin Haley make it 3 in a row as he's driving a one-off entry for Kaulig in the 14 this weekend? What's going to happen this weekend for Xfinity?
You know, I'm so glad you brought this up because I took a look at the Xfinity standings before this as well, just in case. And again, this is a wild card race. We really don't know who is going. It could be anybody, right? It could be a singular driver getting that walk-off win that you were just mentioning. And I'm taking a look at some of these drivers that are below the cut line, and these are some solid names. The number one that sticks out to me, Sheldon Creed. In the number two car, Richard Childress Racing, who has won 2. If you really want to call Atlanta a super speedway race, I guess you could now, but who has won 2 of them with Austin Hill this year. They're fast during these super speedway races. He needs a win. I mean, he doesn't really need a win, but he's below the cut line right now. He could totally use one. Anthony Alfredo shows speed every once in a while. Jeremy Clements, and you know who I'm looking at right now? The driver who's going to be in the number 68 car this weekend, Brandon Brown. He's still qualified. He could still make the playoffs despite everything that's happening to him right now. So despite him hopping from seat to seat, what an amazing story that would be. But considering that his only win was also at a super speedway race last year at Talladega, he could get it done. That 68 car could find their way up to the front in the same paint scheme. They got Larry's Lemonade up there this weekend as well. But I really do think that we could see somebody surprise the field. There's some guys that still haven't won that are actually in the playoffs right now. But you know what? Sheldon Creed, I really like his chances. I really do. I think he's a RCR car at Daytona, a super speedway race. They're looking pretty good this year.
Well, you mentioned Brandon Brown. You've done an excellent series on him at frontstretch.com. And there's so many wild cards that go into these Daytona weekends. You never know what's going to William Byron getting his first ever win a couple of years ago in the regular season finale. Justin Haley getting his first ever win a few years ago back when it was the summer race. And the move to the regular season finale, I'll wrap up here before we get to our race picks with this, because the move to the regular season finale has been kind of divisive among people. You know, when I first saw that, I was like, people are going to be desperate enough that someone's going in the catch fence in this race. Fortunately, that hasn't happened yet, and hopefully does not continue to happen. But certainly the level of desperation is there. It's heightened this year because of how many winners we've had. Both of our home tracks have been the end of the regular season, Richmond for a long time, and now Daytona. So do you still like it as that crowning race of the regular season, or would you prefer it be somewhere else?
This has become a very personal question all of a sudden. But
it was personal, you know, for me too.
Right? But, you know, when they first said that was going to happen, I think it was 2019 when they started doing the summer race in August. I was one of those. Yeah. I was one of those guys that was saying, you know, no, we're messing with tradition. Like, it's always been the Firecracker 400 because it's in July. It's the 4th of July weekend. It's tradition, right? It's Daytona. But I was spoiled, right? I've always grew up around Daytona where the dates weren't moved, no matter what. But now they moved them to a date where it makes a little bit more sense towards the championship. And at first I didn't like it, but man, it has been a heck of a race to watch and to cover the last couple of years. I gotta be honest, it has grown on me. It really has. I think that, you know, they still shoot out the fireworks, which is fantastic. That's really all that matters. And, you know, we can all still celebrate as if it is the 4th of July, even if it isn't. But it has been a great race to watch. All these drivers are desperate for that last shot, that last title, or excuse me, that last win. And all of these lower teams, all of these underfunded teams that usually just wouldn't have a shot. This is like, it's no longer a place like, you know, what it was before their last cutoff race, where it was like, oh, Richmond, well, we're not going to win there. Like, whatever, you know, like our playoff chances are over. But now Daytona's become a beacon, as if like, well, if we don't win at Watkins Glen, if we don't win at Michigan, if we don't win at Pocono, like, we still got Daytona. We still got a shot. Bubba Wallace is one of those guys, just saying right now. Didn't win at Michigan, darn close. And I guarantee you, they highlighted Daytona the moment they finished second at Michigan.
Yeah, and you also throw in that you got rookies like Todd Gill and Harrison Burton who are in the top 30 and could theoretically make something happen. You got Ty Dillon, who's been hovering around the back of the top 30 chunk of the year, could make something happen. Eric Jones, he's won there before, and you can check out NASCAR 101 for more of that, because I don't want to take up too much time here with listing every driver, but a lot of previous winners at Daytona.
So many.
Dalton, we've come to the race picks. The pressure is on. Who have you got for Xfinity? We'll start there, and then we'll go to Cup.
You know, Xfinity, there's a lot. Honestly, there's a lot of guys I could pick from. But let's take a look at the, who has won this year so far at Super Speedway races. Austin Hill won at Daytona, and then he won at Atlanta. And then Ty Gibbs won at Atlanta the first time as well. And then you have Noah Gregson, who won at Talladega. But something I've noticed is that RCR has been fast at the Super Speedway races. They've been running up front. They're there. They know what they know. They figured it out somehow. Like, it's almost like as if, like, it's almost like what it was back in the old days with Earnhardt. So if there's going to be somebody that I pick, I like Austin Hill. However, I think that organization knows they need Sheldon Creed, or again, like I said earlier, they don't need him to win, but he's below the cut line. They would love to see him win to get to guarantee himself into the playoffs, to get both of those cars in the playoffs. I think the RCR cars, it's going to be helping out that two car to the win. I'm going to go with Sheldon Creed. I really
okay.
am.
I'm getting the chaos vibe from this weekend a lot, so I think I'm going to go down. Pollock hasn't been as dominant as they have been in previous years in the Xfinity Series, but I think we're going to get, I'm with you in that we get a new winner for the season this weekend, but I'm going to go with a new winner, period, who's never won a race in any division, any of NASCAR's top three divisions. I'm going to say Landon Cassill gets a job done at Daytona. He's always been there. There's a race going back into my brain. There was a race at Daytona in 2011 that he helped Tony Stewart to the win. I think he finished fourth. He finished fourth in a Hillman racing car at Talladega in 2014. Mm-hmm. He's been there before. He's been at these tracks. And Kaulig, I know, wants to get all three of their cars in the playoffs. AJ Allmendinger, of course, with the win already. Daniel Hemric currently in 10th, so I know they'll want to solidify his spot in the playoffs as well. But Landon Cassill currently riding that cut line right above Sheldon Creed. So I'm going to go with the 10-car Daytona this weekend, or this Friday, hopefully, give it weather providing. Dalton, who have you got for the Cup Series? I think you've already told us.
Well, you know, there's a lot of guys that I could really pick from, right? But I've been saying a lot the last couple of weeks, even in Thinking Out Loud, even in my weekly column, Thinking Out Loud, that people have been focusing a lot on Ryan Blaney, a lot on Martin Truex Jr. because, well, what are the odds of us getting another new winner, right? Aside from those two drivers. And it's come down to those guys. But you ask me, the odds are against them. Well, it was until Kurt Busch pulled out. Now suddenly at least one of them is going to make it for sure. But you ask me, though, beforehand, when it comes to winning, the odds are against those two drivers. Ryan Blaney won there last year, but they haven't really shown the speed that they did a year ago. Martin Truex Jr. hasn't either. But looking at some of these drivers that needs that win, first off, how about my justification? Take a look at the last 4 years of this summer Daytona race. In three of them, we've had first time winners. That's what this race means, is that it's a wild card race. You really don't know who's going to take it. So yeah, once again, I know he's not going to be a first time win for him, but once again, I'm going to go with Bubba Wallace. I think 2311 Racing also has the second horse in stable, Ty Gibbs. They have another car in there that has is not going to make the playoffs this year, of course. Ty Gibbs doesn't care about the playoffs in the Cup Series, so he's going to do what he can to maybe help Bubba Wallace to a win. So, you know, and not to mention, he's been fast at Daytona before. He knows how to get himself up to the front. I like his chances. I really do.
Well, and you also go back one more year, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., his second ever win came in the summer race at Daytona. He's still outside the cut line. Justin Haley is, and Brad Keselowski is. A lot of these guys who have previously won at Daytona are still on the outside looking in. You know, to keep things interesting, I was very tempted to pick Bubba, but since you picked him, I will not pick him. I think I'm going to go with one of the guys who's been in the mix these last few weeks, who still has yet to get a win this season, who still has yet to get a win since 2016. I'm going to take Chris Buescher. It's such a tough decision between a lot of these guys, but Buescher won one of the duels. I'm honestly very excited to see what happens if it's him and Kozlowski. If they end up front, maybe we have a Talladega 2011 scenario where they're just so far out in front and they're just like battling back and forth like Bowyer and Burton were that time. But I think we're going to see an exciting race on Sunday. I'm going to take Buescher over some of the other guys in this field. He's been on a roll of late, and I would not be shocked to see someone pull off an upset win this weekend. Dalton, thanks so much for joining me, man. It's such a tough weekend to pick a winner, but we all know it's going to be exciting. I can't wait.
It's a very good chance that we're both wrong, but I like RFK though. I like RFK Racing. That was a good pick. I really didn't think a whole lot about them, but I think it just goes to show how many guys are on the verge of maybe winning this thing.
No, absolutely. Huge thanks to Dalton Hopkins for joining. You can follow him on Twitter at PitLaneLT. He's going to have coverage all weekend long. I know we'll all be doing coverage at Front Stretch, so you can follow us on Twitter at Front Stretch. Check out our YouTube. We'll have videos on site and a whole lot more content, articles, everything this weekend. And we will talk to you guys on the other side of Daytona, the other side of a very chaotic Daytona weekend.